This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh! Oh! Oh my goodness! Big Christmas has tied it! The ultimate present under the tree!
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left! There she goes! How about that?
Waiting to hear from Chelsea James that, David Fry home run, courtesy of TBS from last night. And let me ask you a question, Jeremy. The Yankees are now up 2-1. Did that game last night save the series, or did it just delay the inevitable?
It saved it. It saved it, because now you have a realistic shot. You go down 3-0, you're not winning. I know we've seen the Red Sox come back from this. This isn't the Red Sox team.
Well, when you can start naming the amount of times it happened in history, that means it hadn't happened a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a two-out, two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth has never happened in playoff history. And it's kind of cool to, if you were watching last night's game, like I said, lots of things to watch last night, depending on what you're into. The NFL game sucked, but you could have watched that. Virginia Tech was playing college football. We had some NHL games. There were a lot of things to look at, but at 5 o'clock, what was it, four or something? Was it 4 or 5 that the game started? I forget what time it was, but baseball game starts, and I was telling you, like, I'm ready for the football slate. I'm sitting in bed watching baseball, and I was so into that game, I didn't even change the channel during the commercials. I just sat there watching it because there were so many big plays. It was one of the best, without having a singular rooting interest except for the under. Thank you guys for that, by the way. 3-1, and this is what happens to me again. But it ends up going over the total, goes to extra innings, and not only do we have an Aaron Judge game-tying home run, we have Stanton taking the lead, a big Christmas tying it back up, and then David Fry winning the thing.
Does Russell Wilson look a little chunky?
I mean, he just looks different. Maybe.
Look at him.
I've seen him.
He gained some weight, man.
I mean, I don't know. I can't. It's hard to tell. Like, he's next to Justin Fields.
Sorry, going back to this. But, you know, for me, you're right, Jeremy. For a game where you have no rooting interest whatsoever. And I didn't. I don't care who wins that series. I don't. I don't like Cleveland. I don't like New York. I like New York less, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the excitement of that game, and I told you I was at the Smoketoberfest. But I had on my phone, and I kept looking down, and it was distracting me because it was so interesting, man. It was just a great baseball game. They're calling it one of the greatest playoff games of all time. It was great. I remember Aaron Boone with his walk-off home run against the Red Sox. That was a pretty exciting game.
Yeah. I mean, look, you've had a lot of them. And the Dodgers game didn't have the same feel that this Guardian-Yankees game does. And do you feel like that series is over, the fact that it's 3-1 now?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, Dodgers can hiccup twice.
Yeah.
And still win it.
And they get to set their rotation the rest of the way. They don't have to panic and play somebody on short rest.
Right, right.
You don't have to, you know, all of a sudden wear out your bullpen even more. I do think it's so weird though, man. I haven't got anything right in either one of these CSs or going back to even the last round, there were a lot of goofy things that happened. Bullpens getting blown up. Games where it's like, let's say somebody goes off, they don't just score 3 runs in an inning, they score 6 or 7. You're going, what the hell is this? It's just not likely.
Yeah, but I believe the National League is over. The Dodgers are going to the World Series, and I'm paying for Six tickets.
Yeah. Six tickets. Well, as long as the Dodgers get there.
Yeah, they pay for six tickets.
Yeah, no, but I don't like this because I feel like you're trying to jinx this by like, hey man, congrats on this. I have people do this all the time when we have a bet. It's like, hey man,
up 3-1. There's no jinx it. Up 3-1. 2-1 is a jinx. 3-1, no, it's over.
No, I think you're trying to jinx me here.
When they play again? Tomorrow?
They play today. Right? Two games today.
Correct.
Yep. 5 o'clock, the Dodgers and Mets play. That is Jack Flaherty, your boy.
So it's 2-3-2.
Yeah.
I hate that.
It's cheaper for them for travel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you need to save the money. I hate that. You should. The lower seed should never have an advantage. You should get three games in a row at home. What if the series close?
But is it an advantage in baseball?
Yeah, it is an advantage. Yes.
Because you're saying if you steal one, then. But you still got to win all three at home. You got to sweep.
Let's say you lost both in New York. Then you come home and you win all three. Now you're up 3-2. Now, one game, you just steal one.
But now you got to go back to New York.
But I don't think you should ever have 3 games in a row.
But it doesn't happen that way. Remember the one year where the road team won every game? Was that the Nats when the Nats won?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you should never. But the World Series, I think, is 2-2-1-1. I don't think the World Series is.
I get this confused every year because the NBA has changed.
No, the World Series is a different format of thing. I think the LCS is all this way.
Okay.
But it shouldn't be.
Well, I did like last night as the game went to extra innings. Ron Darling made sure he said, this is how baseball's supposed to be, not with some ghost runner on second base.
That's right. They don't do that in the playoffs.
No.
Yeah. I think it's over today. Today. So they start at 5:08. So I'm thinking about 8 o'clock, Dodgers are going to World Series.
So it looks like this year having the bye was a bigger deal than the other.
It is often. You know, it happens one year that way, and all of a sudden, no, you never. Come on, stop. And especially here in Baltimore.
It's what everybody remembers. Well, we shouldn't have rested. We shouldn't have done that. Well, why not? You know, like we can look at it from any standpoint you want. Like we were talking about the other day about calling a timeout and icing your own kicker. Do you think they care? They don't care, man.
They practice that all the time.
Jeez.
The Dodgers going with Jack Flaherty. How you feel about that?
I mean, he's been their best pitcher, believe it or not. And so they're going to need him. Like, if he doesn't step up and shut it down now, I think it could get a little bit more interesting because the Mets will have Manaea's been lights out in the postseason. He's been lights out in the regular season. He's who would pitch next game.
He says the World Series is 2-3-2 as well. Okay. Let's do it. That's dumb, Jeremy.
You're dumb.
You shouldn't get 3 games in a row. This dumb.
I think they should make it 4-3. You just play 4 in one stadium and 3 in the other one. How about that, Rob? You like that? Less travel.
No.
All right.
It seems like they're trying to save money.
Well, 15. So you had. There's been 15 2-0 comebacks in championship series history. 12 of the 15 were accomplished by the teams that did not have home field advantage.
Hmm. They came, did not, well, because that means they're going home.
Right.
They're going home going down 2-0, which would make more sense to me. Yeah.
And they probably win 3 in a row at home.
They don't win. It's hard to sweep.
Probably win 3 in a row at home.
There's only been 7 3-1 comebacks in championship series history.
There's been that many?
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm.
I thought you'd tell me like 2 or 3, maybe. 7?
Yeah, the last one was the Dodgers came back from 3-1 in 2020.
Against the
Braves,
yeah. Yeah, and they played the Nats in LCS.
You know, the only thing worse than blowing a 3-1 lead?
No.
Blowing a 3-0 lead. Now, you thought I was going to sit you up with some joke. Like, you're sitting there. Because if you're up 3-1, I'm thinking about the mindset of me. It's like, we just got to get one in the next three.
That's it. That's what the Dodgers are right
You now. Lose the next one. Like, all right, we just got one in the next two. You lose the next one. Like, damn. Now we're in a must-win game. You know, it's.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because I usually finish up.
I'm going to go ahead and pay for the tickets today when the game starts. It's over with. Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens with Melissa Kim.
Okay.
Up next on The Fan. 9:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, Joe, I stayed in the bathroom as long as I could to see if I could keep Jeremy in it because I knew he would not reveal himself with somebody else in the bathroom.
I was hiding.
So I stayed in just to see
I was waiting him out. I was waiting for you to turn the lights off, and then I was just going to let one rip. As loud as I could.
Joining us right now.
Oh, Melissa's on the phone. Don't tell her that.
Melissa Kim, what's going on, Melissa?
That was a great segue to me. I don't really know what the connection is between me and you guys and your bathroom business or whatever you guys do in there, but hi.
No. Don't you be saying whatever you guys do in there. Don't try to sneak that in there.
We do weird things in there.
I'm just saying. Listen, we're talking about lights going out and pooping and whatever, so, you know, it's all good. It's all human nature, right? Human nature.
Jeremy's afraid to you know, be in the bathroom when other people are in there.
No, it's not afraid. I like to...
What is it?
I don't like to poop with friends. I like to poop alone.
Pooping with friends. That'll be the name of a new segment. No, some people are like that. My best friend in college, when we were at the library, she would have to, she would have to, leave the library and go home to, poop and then, come back. So apparently you're not alone in this phenomenon, Jeremy.
You know what's funny, Jeremy?
What?
Melissa has one friend, yet she labels her best friend.
It has to be.
I have more than one friend.
Sure.
I have lots of friends.
I bet she does have a lot of friends.
Sure.
Okay. Tell him.
Because of my natural charm. Okay, guys.
Melissa, big game last week. Ravens took it on the Commanders. Are you starting to see what you wanted to see in this Ravens offense?
I am, because you think about week one, week two, right, and in the preseason when we heard that the Ravens had signed Derrick Henry, and you think about your initial reaction, you're like, oh, my God, that's not even fair for the rest of the league. And then, you know, those guys need some time. They need they obviously didn't play together in a game scenario in preseason, which does matter. So you see those first couple of weeks, them trying to figure out how to best utilize D. Henry and then how the offensive line is coming along. And you think about last year, right? And you think about the week that the team really started to come together where you were like, oh, they are together, they're playing together, and you're seeing the results on the field. And I want to say that last year, if I had to pinpoint any particular week, it was probably after when they went to London, right? They had just lost the Steelers. They had to get on the plane, fly to London, and then play the Titans there. And I think that during those couple of weeks is when the transformation, not even transformation, but when it all really started to come together. And I think they're getting it a little bit earlier this year, the offense at least. I know the defense, they still want to get a little bit better. The guys, they will tell you that right up front, the guys on defense. But the offense, for sure, they have really started playing together and playing ideally, I think, what we all expected them to look like when you think about a guy like Derrick Henry coming to this team.
Interesting to see what you think about this Buccaneers team, because the league is funny to me. Take the Bills, for example, would jump out to this undefeated start and everybody's like, oh my God, they're so good. And then they lose two in a row.
Then
people, oh my God. And then they win a close game against the Jets that could have gone either way. And it's like, they're back. I don't know that it necessarily works that way. The Buccaneers' defense, to me, is still very, very questionable, especially stopping the run, which is why I think they match up with the Ravens very well, or the Ravens match up with them very well,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts when you watch them? Because Baker's kind of had a little bit of a roller coaster ride this year.
He has, but in terms of that team, they, too, got out to a pretty hot start as well. Granted, they didn't really – they played, at Detroit, won that game. I think they've played fairly well. So far, as we're not even a third of the way through the season. Their defense, though, definitely leaves something to be desired for sure. As you mentioned, against the run specifically, I think to a lesser extent, Baltimore, we're seeing some similarities in the sense that their defense is the one that wishes that they could play a lot better. But any offense or any defense, right, going up against this particular Baltimore offense, I think Kyle Hamilton, he was the one that mentioned it yesterday, that he was, standing on the sidelines and talking to Zach Orr while the offense was on the field during the Commanders game. And he was like, I mean, how do you even stop Zay Flowers? What would be your plan for that? And Zach Orr was like, well, luckily that's not our problem. But he did say that stopping their offense in particular, he's not jealous of the people that have to do that because they are balling out. And I think that the Bucs, they're going to have to come up with something. They're going to have to stack the box, put a lot of guys up front in order to stop Derrick Henry. But we've seen in the past couple of weeks, even when teams do that, I mean, he's just such an alien, massive human being. He's so strong that he's going to get through regardless. You know, I think it's very tough, very, very tough to come up with a plan for Derrick Henry.
It is, no doubt about that. Melissa Kim joins us right here on the Fan. Melissa, as you turn the page to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they've been impressive. I think Baker Mayfield has been impressive as well. The Ravens, you feel like if they get to him and rattle him a little bit, that's the best game plan against them?
Yeah, and also you got to keep your eye on Mike Evans, right? I mean, he's been a guy that's been around the league for a while. He's been on their team for quite a bit. I mean, he's been good for a really long time, you know, even in college. And so he's had been, I mean, you don't stay in the league for like more than a decade without being good, you know what I mean? And really being able to take care of yourself and maintain the level of play that Mike has. So I think that, yeah, like it starts with Baker for sure, but they've got a lot of really good wide receivers that I think that, they've utilized quite a bit. You know what I mean? Chris Godwin as well. So I think that that is going to have to be a big part of their game plan. But yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield is, I mean, we've all been watching Baker for forever, right? And he has managed to have his ups and downs, but resurrect himself in Tampa Bay and playing really well there.
I like him.
I do like him a lot too. I think he's got he's very much himself, I think, and he's got a little bit of swagger and he knows it. And then, but like still maintains kind of like, he's kind of like a dork. Like, you know what I mean? That like, you know, when he's been asked these questions about like Mark Andrews, like, and like, you know, the Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry and stuff like that. He's cool. I like him a lot. Very much himself.
A dork with swagger. So are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about Baker?
You're just a dork.
Oh, I just don't have swagger. My bad.
No, hey, swagger is what you make of it. You know, you can have swagger.
All right. Well, hey, Melissa, I want to ask you about the offensive line. We had so many worries about it at the beginning of the year. Are you starting to feel better about what the Ravens have put together, or is the jury still out for you?
Oh, absolutely. I feel a lot better about it. And look, like you said, there's a lot of criticism in the beginning of this offensive line, right? But you got it now that they're getting together. The compliments have to be just as loud as the criticism, right? I'm a big believer in that. And so I think that they have really been able to maintain themselves in the last couple of weeks growing together. And, you know, I check in with Daniel Fa'alele like every couple of weeks or every week or so because, you know, he has one of the bigger challenges on this O-line going from tackle to guard. And he told me a couple of weeks ago when they finally started getting it, you know what I mean? The one thing he told me that he notices that the game was slowing down for him. And I've said that a couple of times, but that's what you really want to hear from these guys. You know what I mean? Is that the game isn't moving too fast for them, that it's slowing down for them, that they're able to understand what's happening as it's happening or even before it happens, you know? So I think some of the best O-lines, especially the one that we had here for the last two seasons, you know, guys on that line would tell me that I can just look at somebody and know what they're going to do next. You know what I mean? There doesn't even need to be a verbal communication. So I think that is the hallmark of some really good O-lines. And hopefully we'll continue to see this particular one get a lot better as the weeks go on.
All right, Melissa, give me a winner and a score.
I hate that you guys make me do this. You know that, right?
Well, you should be used to it by now.
No, I know. I am used to it.
Do it.
I'm going to say the Ravens are going to pull this one out. I really am. Just again, who's stopping Derrick Henry? That's a big question, right? And I will say, score wise, we'll go 28-21 Ravens.
I like that. Melissa, where can we find you this weekend?
I'll be on the Flock Down tonight. We will actually hear from I'm going to use this word best friend again. One of my close friends we used to cover the Packers together. He now works in Tampa Bay and covers the Bucks. Kevin Lewis, he'll join us tonight on the show to tell us what's going on in Tampa Bay. And then I will be on post game. Stay up late, please, with me. God. Keep me company on Monday night, guys.
We'll be getting up when you're going to bed.
I know, seriously. I'll probably see you in the studio. Like as I'm leaving, you'll be coming in. But yeah, please stay up late if you can on Monday night. And you know, you want to not go to work the next day. Not that I'm encouraging that, but you know, you never know. So that's when I'll be around.
Thanks a lot, Melissa. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it was the long bye. Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Connors, the Daily Line.
Yeah, I didn't have a good night. I did hit my top play overall. We talked about Virginia Tech yesterday. They won by 3 touchdowns. Major League Baseball has not been kind to me. I'll get into that a little bit. And as I told you guys, we'll focus on Saturday and Sunday. I'll tell you some of my favorite plays from the 2 days. That's coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Plateau, my
dad.
Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad! Acaba de empatar el encuentro la Navidad en octubre!
That's courtesy. Well,
I don't have to know what they're saying. It was just awesome.
Yeah, it's courtesy of LTBS, which is the Hispanic version of TBS. Right, Joe?
It's actually TNT Novelas.
Oh, anyway.
They don't have TBS.
Ah, LTNT.
Idiot.
Anyway, it was such a great moment. I don't care where you stand, who you had in the game, who you were rooting for. One of the best baseball games I've ever watched, even though I lost both games last night. Just unbelievable. I like the Mets. I like the under. I lean to the under in the Mets game too, but I like the under in the Cleveland game. And it's hard to sit here. It's a tough pill to swallow when you're right 80% of the game, and then all of a sudden that nonsense happens. Even then, there was still the chance that you before the goofy tag play at third base where the ball popped out of the glove. There was a chance that you could push on the game still because it was 4-3, but Cleveland comes back and wins that. As far as tonight, just going to tell you this with baseball, lean to the Dodgers, Mets under. I like Cleveland today, but in full disclosure, I don't feel happy saying this. I've been terrible in the NLCS and the LCS. I haven't got much right. And the weird thing is, I do feel like I've been on the right side quite a few times, and then it's baseball. Goofy things happen. But again, nobody ever wants to hear that. So where do we go in other places? I like FSU plus the points tonight against Duke. I think I bet on Florida State the first 3 weeks of the year. But I do think it's the right spot. I'm going to be on Nevada plus the points most likely against Fresno at home. It's not something that I just absolutely love. I like Oregon and Purdue to go under the 60. The posted total, and I like Carolina minus 140 in the NHL. They are playing Pitt, and as you look at it, they're minus 140 on the road, which is interesting, but I still like it. And with Purdue and Oregon, I think Oregon just kind of handles them. As I said, I'm on the under because their defense has shown up in a lot of these games. I don't trust this Purdue team, but you got to admit, 28.5 is a lot of points. And the thing that scares you about playing those big favorites, especially on the road, is once you've kind of got that game locked up, you're running the clock out. Now, Oregon's good enough to hit home runs and keep scoring, But you don't like to rely on that, and Purdue's good enough to get you a bunch of backdoor touchdowns at home that maybe they cover the spread. But I would lean Oregon minus the 28.5, but the under is an official play for me. I like that quite a bit. And we do have the New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx tonight. I like the under in that matchup. As the total sits right now, it's at 159, and I think it's a good number. I mean, there's been some what I thought were going to be good underplays, and we've seen some goofy quarters from these two teams, but it's been a lot of fun. Thought I might go back to the Liberty minus 2.5 tonight, but I could see Minnesota. Like, it's just, it's how basketball goes sometimes, the flow of the game. Because the Liberty were getting dominated the entire time and found a way to win the game. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens tonight with Minnesota and New York. But I do like the under. Now, as far as this weekend, I'll roll through this quickly. On Saturday, I like Texas. I like Maryland plus the points. I like Louisville. These are all games we talked about earlier. I think you and I think we agreed on all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rutgers. They're playing UCLA, a noon game on the East Coast again. And I'm sure UCLA probably stayed on the East Coast after some of the things that they've gone through and with their schedule. But this is one of the weird things we're going to see with the new conferences. There's no reason a West Coast team should be coming playing a noon game on the East Coast. There's just no reason for it at all. But that's what we're going to see in that game in particular. So I'll take Rutgers minus the 5. I was telling Rob, when college basketball season rolls around, everybody Rutgers, better be checking out Rutgers. They're going to be a fun, fun team. And I like Oklahoma to knock off your South Carolina Gamecocks this weekend. They're minus 1.5.
Yeah.
This has happened before. When teams play Texas and they get their asses handed to them, everybody's down on them the next week. And then they come out the next week and they're going, oh, they're not that bad. Texas is just that good.
This is the Spencer Rattler Bowl.
Yeah, it is. You could have watched that last night, too. That sucked. And speaking of last night, I had the under in the damn NFL game. 4 minutes left to go. They need to score 9 points for me to lose. Spencer Rattler fumbles at the 50, scoop and score. Third string quarterback, backdoor touchdown with a minute left. Lose the game. Stuff like that. I almost said something else. On Sunday, I think the Jets are interesting. I like them a lot. I like the Ravens on Monday night. Talked about this. To me, this game is going to be the Giants Super Bowl. They're plus 3.5 in some places, plus 3. But I think they beat the Eagles outright this weekend. I do like Seattle going to Atlanta plus the points. I like Carolina plus 8. I think it's too many points with how bad that Washington defense is. I don't think Carolina's going to have issues scoring. I think they're going to have issues stopping. And I know that's why everybody likes Washington, but can Carolina go tit for tat with them and at least keep it close? I think they can. So give me Carolina plus the 8 as well. So there you go.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
Yes, TGIF, sir. But he didn't do PYT.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a gun.
The Ravens' offense has been so good this season. Can they get better? Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
You too, man. I think they can get better. Lamar talked about that this week, them getting better. Yeah. I think they can. Will they? I don't know, but they can.
Of course they can. I mean, Mark Andrews has been rarely used. I think there's still more play designs. I think there are things. I'm interested to see how many of the things we've seen thus far that we end up getting different plays off of those same sets.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, just building it out.
That's offense. That's playing chess.
Yeah. I mean, you're showing something on tape, and that's when you get the DB, and all of a sudden he jumps. Like, I mean, it's a perfect Marlon Humphrey scenario. Like, you know, he's been watching tape, he's been watching film, and he thinks he knows something. You jump, and then you miss on that one. Because when you get it, everybody's praising you. When you miss, you're the scapegoat.
Rashawn, Baltimore, what's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sound rough, man. Hey.
Yeah, man. Long night, man. You know, but, you know, enjoyed myself, man. Rob, last night.
It's good.
You know, I hope I didn't embarrass myself last night when I was reenacting scenes from The Godfather, man. You
he's
know?
Been on this Godfather kick all
day. Hear me out, Jeremy. We're in the room about to make some announcements for all the sponsors and everything. And this guy goes into full Godfather lines in front of about 60, 70 people. And he has the accent, and they're trying to do the accent. He's the body language, he's doing the hands. And yeah.
What scene was it?
It was a scene when they was in Mo Green, man, mama, he was like, you don't talk, come to Vegas and talk to a guy like Mo Green like that, you know?
Oh, you were doing Fredo. Yeah.
Yeah, Fredo thing, you know? But, yeah, man, good night, though. I'm glad I could support a good cause and everything.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, real quick, fuck it to the Ravens, man. I don't know why everybody is so high on the Terps this weekend, man. I think they're going to get spanked, you know? So I put my money straight on USC, man. Definitely cover that seven-point spread because they lost that by 20 points at home to Northwestern. Like, I don't see what people,
so,
you know.
So what they did last week means that's what they're going to do this week? Because then gambling should be easy if that's the case.
No, I'm just saying, though, man. Like, USC is way better than Northwestern, man. Like, and we, I mean, it is what
so
it is.
So we went through this in the NFL where this team beat that team, beat this team, beat that team, and you can go on and on and on until you get to the worst team in the league.
I could be wrong, though, man. But, I mean, we'll see Saturday.
Like, Dallas has beaten three teams this year. Who could have seen that?
Yeah, you know, and he undefeated on the road, too. You know? Hey, but on to the Ravens real quick, man. I think it's going to be a close game, high-scoring game. It probably go over that over. It was like, 50 points, 51 points. But I think the receiver's going to cause the Ravens some problems, man, with Godwin and Mike Evans, you know, just like how the Bengals did with Higgins and Chase.
Sean, you do know they play Monday.
Yeah.
You do know we'll be on Monday morning.
Well, I ain't going to be here, man. You know, I got a fight to catch, man.
Yeah, remember that time you were in another area and you didn't call us? I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's true, man. Yeah, you know, but I guess I'll call in Monday, get my official prediction, though. You know, but I just wanted to call in, you know.
Enjoy Tampa, my man.
I will, man. Holla at y'all.
I'm jealous. I was supposed to have been there last weekend. Didn't happen. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
It's like when a fan says, I pay your contract. Like, man, no, you don't. You contribute. You don't know where that money goes. Then go get the other 70,000 people, and I'll talk to all of you. But then you're going to have to get the people at home who also help pay for my contract. You know, like, it's just, I hate, I'll get you fired if you do this. Who are you?
The person that can get you fired, man.
Yeah, you're a guy that hasn't won a Super Bowl in 30-some years. That's who you are.
Has it been that long?
When was the last Super Bowl?
94?
30 years.
Wow. No, it had been like 96.
Wasn't?
Yeah. 94 was the last one Jerry Jones won. I mean, Jimmy Johnson won.
And then Barry Switzer.
Then they took a year off, and then they won in 96, 95, 96 season. Because it was the year that Cleveland left Baltimore to come here.
Now, let me correct myself. Almost 30 years.
No, but the point is, it didn't even feel that long. Like, it's been.
But why do you expect to
it
get.
It should have been almost 30 years.
You haven't done nothing in the 2000s. You haven't done anything. And you expect to go on a radio show and have people kiss your ass and tell you all the great things you did? You have to know what's going to happen.
You're not going to throw the good out with the bathwater.
Jerry's probably drinking that bathwater, freaky ass old man.
Ed Norris joins us for the Macon's Week 7.
Speaking of freaky ass old man.
30, but on the other side, I'm done. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. And that's the encore for the day. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Owings Mills and get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Can I get his phone, please? Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Wait a minute. Ed is not in studio?
No.
He hasn't been in studio all week.
All right, he snuck off to go see that Jets game. That's what he's doing. I got your number. If you're listening, Ed, we know what you're doing. Hey, Jeremy, what's the spread? That's why I called, man. I called to find out what's the spread for the new Adam and Aaron. You know, it used to be Adam and Eve, but now we wrote the book now. It's called Aaron and Adam.
Hey, so I think Jets are -1.5 against the Steelers.
Okay, you talk about 30-something years. It's been 55 for that dog team.
It's been since Vietnam.
What about the injury? What's did they also get the spread or statistic for the injury if you get injured?
Who, Rodgers or Adams?
Yeah, no, Rodgers. Well, we already know that was a fake injury that he had.
Adams got healed on the flight over. I guess Aaron sent one of his shamans on the flight, and they healed him, so he was good. But they're facing one of the – we were just talking about it earlier, some of the best defenses in the league. They have one of the best defenses, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they're going to get after him.
He'll give up a lot of points.
So we'll see how it works out, but – I think that's going to be a fun game. Everybody wants to see Devontae. Asking a 30-some-year-old receiver to be your savior is a lot. But the AFC is down a little bit, and I still think they can get back in the race.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Hey, I want to thank some people. Last night we had the Smoketoberfest right over there at the Humidor on the Hill at 2 Sherwood Road. First of all, thank the Humidor. Finney and Chris for making it happen for us. Pathfinders for Autism. Also, Agonorsa Cigars, they provided the cigars for us for the VIP. Platinum Crush, they provided some wine for us. The True Chesapeake Oyster, I got to check this out because the oysters were phenomenal. Republic National, Bardstown Bourbon was there as well. Capital Grill, providing the food for the VIP. And, of course, Shelby Blondell, who was sensational artist for us last night, provided acoustic music for us. A couple of birthdays in sports, lots of them. Former legendary broadcaster Keith Jackson would have celebrated a birthday today. Former NFL offensive lineman and head coach Forrest Gregg would have celebrated a birthday today. Mike Ditka turns 85.
Damn.
Former Major League Baseball player George Hendrick turns 72. Martina Navratilova turns 68 today. Tommy Hitman Hearns turns 66 today. Alex Cora turns 49 today. Brittany Grimes turns 34 today. And former Major League pitcher Baltimore Oriole Alan Mills turns 58 today. Lindsey Vonn and Yoenis Cespedes celebrate a birthday today. They share a birthday today. Who's older, Jeremy Kahn?
Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn, okay?
Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn. Good job, guys. Lindsey Vonn is 40. Cespedes, 39.
Hmm.
Right on the heels.
Before I get to jokes, I want to talk about an event that's coming up Wednesday, October 23rd at the Avenue Kitchen and Bar. It's for one of my buddies has cancer. If you've ever been down in Locust Point, you've probably seen Pat Dahlgren walking around. Yes. He's probably bought you a Rumpel shot and then probably bought you another one that you didn't want, even though you probably didn't want the first one. One of the nicest human beings. He's raised more money for different charities around, and now he's got cancer. And tough to see, but yeah. I'm going to try to make myself out at this event at the Avenue Kitchen and Bar again next Wednesday. I posted it on social media, so if you guys don't know where it's at, go look for it there. But he said he's already raised $45,000 for cancer research, and he's raising even more. So let's get to some jokes.
Can I throw something else out there before you do the jokes? Sure. I forgot to mention Jerry's 2024 Fall Car Show, also Sunday. I'll be there from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. This is the car show. Come on out. Outstanding, featuring lots of cars in several different categories as well. Forgot to mention that.
So I called an airline to reserve a flight for our vacation, my wife and I. On the phone, the airline employee asked me how many passengers are flying with me, and I said, how the hell should I know? It's your plane. What kind of beer do spiders drink? Bug Light. I just got back from my neighbor's Rocky Mountain Oyster Cookout. Everyone there had a ball.
Wow. Wow. I knew where that was going. So it's Rocky Mountain Oysters. Yeah.
My wife and I went out to dinner last night, and the waiter came over to me. He says, do you want a box for your leftovers? And I said, I'm not really into boxing. Do you want to wrestle? Here you go. I went to the doctor. I said, I've been feeling really unwell ever since I covered myself in salt, and I laid out in the sun. The doctor replied, not a problem. You're cured. And why can't you hear a pterodactyl using the bathroom? Because the pee is silent.
I bet you sometimes you wish you were a pterodactyl, didn't you? So people wouldn't hear you.
Dude, my pee is so silent. I have the softest pee. I question my manhood when I pee.
It's I question so your soft. Manhood when you don't pee.
But usually I'm sitting down and I can't hear it anyway. So
that's probably why you can't hear it if you're sitting down. Do you sit down to pee all the time?
Unless I'm at work or out in I don't do it in public.
Do you stand up?
Yeah, because a lot of times I'm one of those cats whose leg's going to fall asleep because I'm looking at my phone just sitting there forever.
Peeing?
Well, I mean, I do have issues peeing. So sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'll sit down over.
How old are you?
On the inside?
How old are you, man?
They're going to cut me open and say, damn, that's a lot of rings. I ain't been here that long to be this old. As old as a damn tree.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.